This is Insight from WRKF. I'm Amy Jeffries. Candidates for office from constable to Senate have been parading through the Secretary of State's office and the Clerk of Court office this week, qualifying to get their names on the November ballot. But it's not just names that we'll be voting on. Robert Travis Scott, president of the Public Affairs Research Council of Louisiana, is here to talk about why we've got so many constitutional amendments to decide on as well. Nice to see you again, Robert. It's been a while.
It's good to see you. Glad we have a scintillating topic this morning.
Absolutely. So we are going to have a very long ballot in front of us, aren't we?
Oh, we are. Now, we have had years when we've had more constitutional amendments proposed on the ballot, but this year we'll have 14. That's on the high side.
Now, there are no constitutional amendments this time on the ballot regarding St. George or creating a new independent school district in southeast Baton Rouge, but we are considering growing the executive branch. There is an amendment proposed. Amendment number 11 asks, do you support an amendment to change the maximum number of departments in the executive branch of state government from 20 to 21? Okay, when we say we're adding another department to the executive branch, how do I know what department we're adding?
I would suggest you make sure you read our Public Affairs Research Council guide to the constitutional amendments. We have a guide that comes out in September, and it will give you the layout of what each of these amendments does and does not do. It does not take positions on these. We do, however, have sort of an overall issue with constitutional amendments and the fact that there are frequently so many of them, and that they dig into little details in this fundamental law of the state.
Some of these are really local and only really apply to one parish. I mean, there's one in here that asks whether or not you support an amendment to authorize the governing authority of Orleans Parish, specifically Orleans Parish, to increase a millage rate for fire and police protection. So, you know, it seems like how could I in Baton Rouge, how is that even any of my
business?
People
in Baton Rouge might say, why am I voting on the cap for the millage in Orleans? Well, the Constitution lays out millages for parishes across the state, and most of them are uniform. And so, therefore, if it's going to be changed, it has to go to a statewide vote of the people. Now, we're better off than we used to be. I mean, many years ago, we had a constitution that was more than a quarter of a million words long. It was one of the longest in the entire world, even measured against other nations. And in 1970, there were 53 amendments on the ballot to change it. And that was after already having about 500 amendments to the Constitution before that. And voters rejected every single one of them. They said, we've had it with this huge constitutional book that we have in front of us. Nobody knows what's in it anymore. And so Edwin Edwards picked up on that theme, did a constitutional convention, and now we have a nice compact, you know, 30,000 some odd word constitution. But even that one has been changed many times. There have been almost 250 constitutional amendments proposed since the new constitution was put into place in the mid-1970s, and 175 of those passed. Now we have another 14 in front of us this time.
But why are we still tinkering with the Constitution these four decades later?
There's different reasons for everyone. Now remember, in order to get a change in the Constitution, you have to have a two-thirds vote by both chambers of the House to let that go. And that cannot be vetoed by the governor. This creates some interesting political strategies. If you have a proposal that the governor doesn't like, for example, one of the ways that you might be able to get that into law is to put it into the Constitution instead of putting it into statutes. In fact, on this particular ballot, amendments number 1 and 2 on this ballot, these proposals were opposed by the Jindal administration.
One of these would create the Louisiana Medical Assistance Trust Fund for Medicaid reimbursements. Another one would create a hospital stabilization fund along the same line.
So this they're so tricky. You know, there already is a medical assistance trust fund, and it's protected by statute, but it's not protected by the constitution. And that's the major sense of the change of this particular bill. The hospital amendment, which is number two, is creating a new fund and creating a new assessment, a new fee. So when you look at these two, they may look almost identical on the ballot, but they in fact do quite different things.
The constitutional amendments are a way for lawmakers to get around the governor's veto on particular issues that the administration doesn't favor and that they know he doesn't favor. But this is also the way to put an issue to the public at large. Do you think that there are things that are best dealt with that way, that maybe are too big for lawmakers to hash out on their own?
Yeah. I mean, I think the overall process is a good thing. The problem is that we have too much minutia in the Constitution, and we're not always voting on the really big programs and the really big ideas and the really fundamental structures of government when we have some of these amendments that are in there. I just think some of these things fall below the threshold of importance.
So how do we cut that fat? Is this about having another constitutional convention to change the rules about what has to go through the constitutional amendment process, or is this about coaching our lawmakers to be a little bit more selective on what they put forth in this way?
I think it's more at this moment in time in history. It's more the latter. Back when we had this problem with the giant Constitution that Louisiana had, there really was a consensus about some of the things that needed to be done. Nowadays, I would be concerned about going to a constitutional convention unless we had a similar type of consensus about exactly what it is that we're trying to fix.
Robert Travis Scott, thank you for the civics lesson. Appreciate it.
Well, good luck out there. Be sure to read ahead, and we'll have our PAR guide out to the constitutional amendments in September. Don't go into the booth and read them for the first time. Get yourself a little bit educated before you go in.
I'm Amy Jeffries, and this is WRKF.